boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
How stupid am I really? That's a serious question.
I ask myself every day.
I might be the dumbest person in Eastern Iowa because I still don't understand why Wednesday when I was heading home and there was that blizzard that was happening.
Yeah.
People were getting their car washed. It's over there like just snow's blowing. You can hardly see. And I'm looking to my right. And there's a car wash and there's a line. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just one person getting a car wash. It was multiple. What do they know that I don't know?
I don't know. I don't know because my peanut brain says snow stick to car, freeze to car.
Wind wet. Exactly. That's what my peanut brain says. Like, I didn't know what they were doing, what they knew. I know that you want to get your car washed, right, during the wintertime so you get the ice off of it or whatever,
yeah,
or salt. But why during a blizzard? Like, is this like common knowledge that you and I are too stupid to understand?
I don't know. Or is it people that really have their life together and they're like, well, every Wednesday I get my car washed. Today is no different. You know what I mean? I could never, and I will never be that person.
God, you really do have your life together if you have a set car wash time. Well, it's 7:30 on a Wednesday night. It's car washing time.
No, couldn't be me. It won't be me because my peanut brain says, well, it's going to snow tomorrow. So, and then it's going to snow next week.
So why do it?
Why wash it? I'll wait till spring.
I think it was like Monday. I told you that on my way to work, I got to see a garbage truck getting towed, which I've never seen it before.
Me either. And I kind of low-key was jealous.
Well, then you missed it on 380 last night on my way home from work. I saw, once again, a garbage truck getting towed.
On the interstate?
Yes. And it's not the same, although that would be weird that like you got it towed on Monday and then it's getting towed again on Thursday. It was definitely a different one because the tow truck the first time was red. This time it was like white.
Hmm. What's going on with the garbage trucks?
That's what I'm saying.
Are y'all doing okay?
You know when like,
are you guys doing all right?
You know, like your car warranty or whatever, like it's like you'll get those things in the mail that says, oh, did you know your steering wheel is actually faulty?
Oh.
Do you think maybe there's some faulty garbage trucks out there? And they just one by one have been getting towed?
They're getting recalls?
Yes!
On the garbage crusher? They're like, actually, the left tooth that pierces the garbage is no longer...
piercing.
Yes.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Can you even believe that High School Musical officially turned 20 years old this week?
That's insane.
I can't even...
Does it not too... Okay, tell me I'm crazy. Does it not feel like just... Seriously, yesterday or maybe 2 years ago, we were sitting down because Disney was about to release an original movie, High School Musical.
Oh my God.
Like, and then you were getting all the merch, the bedding, the backpacks, the t-shirts.
Take me back to the days.
Uh-huh.
I can't even believe it. So, obviously, just like the Hannah Montana anniversary that's coming up this year.
Are they both 20?
Yes. Isn't that insane?
What is happening with my life?
Yeah, no concept at all. So, obviously, there's been a lot of posts and fun, like throwback clips and unseen photos being posted to the internet this week. But Bart Johnson, who plays Troy Bolton's dad, Coach Bolton, in the High School Musical movie.
Yeah. You know how you can, like... pay for celebrities to do it. Is it a cameo? I got one of him.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
Well, he has a podcast and it's called Get Your Head in the Game.
Of course it is.
And
if you know, you know.
Absolutely. He's working on inviting the original High School Musical cast for the 20th anniversary. So he tweeted saying every cast member has been invited to be on the podcast. Almost got everyone. Three are trying hard to make their schedule work, and only one cast member said, no, I've talked about this movie for 20 years, and I'm done talking about it. It was not Zach.
I would have thought it would be Zac Efron. Because the guy's huge now. I mean, the likelihood you can get that dude on a podcast, I feel like, would be...
Yeah, and he's totally... I feel like if anybody's distanced themselves from their Disney days...
It'd be Zac.
It's Zac Efron, because he's just done so many other things. So he did confirm in a follow-up tweet and said, no, Zac Efron is... I mean, he's a busy guy, but he's doing his best and his darndest to make it on this podcast. So now people are wondering, who's the one? Who's the one who's saying, ugh, no, it's been 20 years, I'm done talking
about it. Vanessa Ann Hutchins.
See, I think it's Ashley Tisdale.
I could also say, I mean, Ashley Tisdale is involved with that whole mom...
drama.
Mom group chat scandal with... was she the one that released the article?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
With Hillary Duff and Meghan Trainor. I just feel...
And then people are like, it's actually you, Ashley.
Yeah, you're the problem. I feel like it's her. If I had to guess. Vanessa, I could see...
Maybe
not
she embraced the Sharpay a little too much.
Perhaps. I know Vanessa's like a recent mom again. Like, she just had a baby, so that would make sense to me. But I feel like she would go back. I feel...
Can you imagine it's not even one of them, and it's like somebody like we hardly ever got to see it. It's the drama teacher. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's actually...
The one who says musicale.
Yeah. It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
High School Musical is turning 20. Hannah Montana is doing the same thing this year. And My Boyfriend Neighbor Man has never once sat down and watched High School Musical.
I cannot believe that.
He's only a couple years older than me. I'm like, you grew up in the Disney era with both of those things. How come you have never seen High School Musical 1, 2, or 3?
Insane. Also, because even if he thought he was too cool for school for that, he had siblings, right?
He did.
Somebody in that family was bound and determined to be obsessed with High School Musical.
That's what I would have thought. But he's never seen High School Musical. And I have been singing, well, Bop to the Top a lot in the house. Here's the thing. I told you I'm a lot like Linda Belcher. If you've seen Bob's Burgers, they make fun of her for always wanting to sing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the same way. If I will sing at any point. Like, I'll be doing the dishes, and I'm like, I'm doing the dishes, you know? God. I was like, I live a musical life, okay?
Oh.
So, our little dog, Zaw, I like to call him Bip or Bippy, one of those things. Don't ask questions. I don't really know how that got to be that way, to be quite honest with you. But I call him Bippy sometimes. And so, I've been singing to the tune of Bop to the Top. They always go like, bop, bop, bop to the top. I'd be like, bip, 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 bip to the top. Like, I do things like that. I just love singing, okay? And there's a line in the song that, I haven't heard this music in like 20-ish years. And there's like a line that says, shake some booty and turn around, flash a smile in their direction. And I mess it up every time. And I'm like, shake some booty and turn around, smile, there's a camera. Because I can't remember the lines.
Yeah.
And he keeps making fun of me. He's like, there's no way that's the lyric. And I know it's not. But you can't make fun of me if you've never seen High School Musical. And I feel like if I'm going to keep singing the song in the house, right, and doing my own version, I think he needs to see High School Musical, at least in my opinion.
I'm saying it is an integral part of a relationship to watch each other's favorite things that you grew up on.
Yes.
The only bad thing is that if you make him watch that, you're going to have to watch some like dumb superhero movie or something.
You know what? He wasn't into superheroes. What? And you're going to be like, okay, then sports. No, I'm not really into sports either. If anything, I'm going to have to watch the National Geographic Channel or something because he's really into nature. The birthing of a lion or something.
Why do I feel like you still like that? Guys can make fun of us all they want about buying, you know, too many purses or too many shoes, but they have their own thing, and that is randomly deciding that you have to have this upgraded item in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if your man's the same, but my boyfriend Curly does this every so often. The last thing I think was our pillows. He was just dead set. We need new, nicer pillows.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last couple days, he has not stopped bringing up new shower heads to me. Now, we rent, so I always keep that in mind that I'm like, I'm not putting a bunch of money into a place that I don't own.
Take it when you leave.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. But it's like out of nowhere. Our showers are totally fine. The water pressure is fine. We don't really have any issues. But he's now researched and found these shower heads that help filter the water. And he's like, babe, it's going to be good for your hair and your skin and your nails. I'm like, Do you actually care about that? Like, since when did you care about the quality of the water?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I feel like it would be nice, and I never noted, like, I feel like the water's kind of hard around here because we live in North Liberty. And he's like, it wasn't ever like that when I was growing up in Cedar Rapids. I'm like, well, yeah, because Cedar Rapids has the best tap water. And he's like, yeah, it's pretty good. This man forgot one of my biggest accolades, which is that we, those girls in the afternoon, got to judge the best tap water.
We did.
And Cedar Rapids won.
We did.
So I had to, and then, you know, it all started with a shower headed and it ended with a fight.
Because you're like, you don't even listen.
You don't even care about my big accomplishments. I feel like I want to give you a taste of your own medicine.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
Traitors. There was a new episode last night and you did not watch it.
I didn't. I literally told my boyfriend, neighbor man, I'm like, I just want to come home. I just want to go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
But then I didn't sleep till like midnight.
Well, wham, shish, came back. Okay, I don't care. Because last time I didn't watch them all in the night that they came out, you were like, I want to spoil. Ooh, can't I just tell you?
Ooh, shut up. Don't say anything.
I want to tell you. I want to spoil it.
You literally look like you're about to say something.
I will.
I'm about to turn your mic off.
You can't stop me. This is a taste of your own medicine because you can't ever keep your mouth shut.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know what's so upsetting about these windows here in this radio studio?
They don't open.
Yes.
Does that not drive you nuts?
How am I supposed to do house burping?
What?
House burping. You haven't seen this? No. It's on TikTok.
You act like I'm dumb when you say something dumb like house burping. No offense.
House burping. It just feels like something you'd be into, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what I do on Wednesday nights, but I house burp.
Well, maybe you do and you don't even know it. Maybe you do. It's probably something you have done before, just you didn't know the fun name. It's when you open your doors and your windows to let out stale air and you let fresh air in. So, you know, it's a fancy way of saying airing out your place, okay? Now, it can be done all year round. I've even seen people saying, even in the winter, you got to make sure you burp your house, even though it's cold outside. 10 minutes or less, you're supposed to just crack your windows, mm-hmm. crack your doors. And the only, I guess, downside is that your heat is going to run if you have that on, probably. But the most popular and important times to burp your house, apparently, are first thing in the morning. Right after a shower, right after you cook.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not growing my leg hair again after I just shaved
it. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And same thing with first thing in the morning. I wake up freezing most days.
I'm like, not going to open the windows.
I don't want to get out and touch my toesies on a cold floor and then be like, let's amplify this.
Exactly. I've done this before. No, I would not do it on a day like today.
No.
That's a solid
definitely
no.
not.
But I have done it. Like, we've had some odd warmer days this winter.
Yeah.
And I have done it. We've done it at least twice.
Like, you just burped it? You didn't just, like, crack the windows for the afternoon or something?
We would crack it for, we do it more than 10 minutes. We'll crack it for, like, you know, an hour or so.
Ooh, I think that's more than a burp.
It's a belch.
That's a belch.
I think I have the perfect invention for the two of us that will finally make us millions.
I have been saying to you we need to invent something for the last several weeks. I have.
TVs with no screens.
What?
TVs, no screens.
So speakers.
Yeah, but yeah, I guess I didn't really think about that, but yeah.
Well, shoot, I hate to inform you those have been invented.
I didn't really think that far through, but can you just hear me out? Maybe it does need to go a different direction, okay? Because I still think I'm on to something.
We can hash it out.
You ever just want to watch TV without the screen on?
Nope. I prefer to watch TV. I love to watch TV.
Quit acting like I'm stupid. Come on, hear me?
Well, no, I mean, like, do I ever want to turn something on and be like, I just want it on for the background?
Yes!
I'm not going to pay attention. But do I still want to be able to look up and see what's going on? Yes, I do.
Okay, I want a TV without the screen because last night I just really wanted to, like, listen to a show. Like, one of my favorites at night is either Bob's Burgers or Full House or something like that. And I just really wanted to watch that, but I didn't want the brightness of the TV.
Okay.
I wanted to be able to go to bed and listen to, you know, Danny Tanner give a talk about how he loves them.
And changing bodies and things, you know, as he does.
Yes! Why don't we have anything? Like, why can't it be like TV via podcast or something?
Well, because that's a podcast.
I don't want to listen to a podcast, though. I want to listen to, like, Danny Tanner tell the kids their bodies are changing. Things like that. Or I love you, and then we hug it out. Like, do you not understand what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but I don't get it. Is it because, like, is it specifically for shows that you've seen a million times before and could basically
Yes.
Because you don't need to see it.
I don't need to see it. I want to go to bed. I just want to hear it.
Okay.
You hate this idea.
I just am, like, trying to picture anybody that's going to buy, oh, Tina Belcher puts someone to sleep. Let's create a bedtime podcast of Tina Belcher?
Yeah.
No.
I just know that up there in the guy's noggin, it's crickets. There's nothing going on up there, Taylor.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I feel like that, so... I mean, like, same,
current
same.
Current mood, crickets.
Yeah, same, same. I do often wonder what they'd be thinking about.
Clearly nothing, because last night, my mind was racing. I was having one of those nights that, like, my anxiety's through the roof, and I needed to calm down. I needed something to distract my mind for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I did. I would have been fine watching TV. I just didn't want the brightness of the TV.
Right. Yes.
So since I couldn't have my TV list.
You also just didn't want to, like, listen to a podcast like a normal person.
I didn't have a screenless TV. My next option was I was forcing my boyfriend, neighbor man, to tell me a story.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's a screenless TV. It's just a man talking to me.
Yeah, that's what they did in the olden days, I believe.
What, in the 1800s or whatever?
Yeah.
So I told him last night, I'm like, can you just tell me a story? I don't know, something from your childhood, something that you just love telling, whatever. And he couldn't think of anything. We sat there for like 20 plus minutes. I kept checking in and I'm like, you got anything? And he'd be like, no, I ain't got nothing. I'm telling you, there's crickets up there. The dude couldn't even tell me a story on the spot. I could. If you asked me to tell you a story right now, I could go childhood trauma. Mm. I could pick the first time I ever got to go to Disney. I could tell you first time ever flying. I could tell you what I had for lunch yesterday. I mean, you can't get me to shut up.
Well,
what?
Is that the problem, though?
I won't shut up?
Well, I don't know. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to put myself in his shoes.
If I
Does it have to be a nonfiction story? You wanted it to be a nonfiction
true life?
You could
tell me whatever. Oh. If I asked you right now, tell me a story, do you think you could do it?
Well, I'd probably be like, well, about what?
I knew you would.
Well, and then, like, do you want a happy story or a sad story or...
I feel like all of them are sad over there. I don't want to know.
Oh, I could tell you a story about my cats.
I should have known. You would be all over the cat stories. She's like, I'm ready at any point. You want a cat story?
You say the word and I'm off. Well, apparently how I sleep at night is disgusting and terrible.
Yes.
According to Destiny. Because you were talking about you were having a rough night of sleeping last night and you were having, like, neighbor man tell you a story and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know why I mentioned to you that we sleep with our door wide open. Now, let me give you some context.
It'd be fine if it was just those two. It's not.
I live with my boyfriend, Curly, who we also share a bed together, as adults do. Right?
I didn't think you needed to explain that.
I don't know. I'm just making sure everybody's on the same page. But we also have a little roommate, which is my boyfriend, Curly's brother, who's his younger brother. Now, he's like a grown man, okay? It's not like we have a 12-year-old living with us. But he lives downstairs. I like to say he lives in our basement, but he doesn't. He pays rent. Whatever. He's our roommate, and he sleeps downstairs in his own room. He has his own space. But we sleep with the door open, and the number one reason is because we got bossy cats, okay? Our cats like to come and go as they please. They like to sleep on the bed. They like to sleep under the bed. But then they also like to go out and eat food and get in the litter and things. It just doesn't work. They scratch at the door if we shut it. So I sleep with it open.
I could never. I mean, I could if it was just me and neighbor man. But as soon as you have somebody else in the house, I can't do that. I'd be having my jugs out.
Dear God.
I would.
Okay.
I walk around with them out. I really do. Like, to the point that neighbor man gets mad at me because he's like, close the blinds. Like, you're naked. I want to walk in my birthday suit in my house at any given moment.
Uh-huh.
So you having the door open, my first thought immediately was, has he seen you in your birthday suit? Like,
no, I sleep fully clothed.
I do too, but you don't just be, you don't want to just let him hang sometimes out there and get a good fresh air.
I'm good, especially knowing that he lives there.
I have become really obsessed with buying anything that has a dachshund on it.
It has, and it's so funny because you've had your weenie dog, Zah, for over a year, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And now you just suddenly are like, if it has a dachshund, it will be in the cart.
Mm-hmm. And it's gotten really out of hand. I've been following some people on social media.
That's your problem right there. There it is.
They be shopping for dachshund-related things, and then they post about it. Then I feel the need that I need it. And last night, I went to not one, not two, but three stores looking for dachshund things, and they all didn't have it. And so now I'm sad. And I kind of want to go again tonight.
Oh, jeez.
To see if I can find something with a dachshund on it. I literally have a problem. I know I do.
And you're not even looking for anything specific. It's just a dachshund on it. It doesn't have to be a glass or a water bottle or a sweatshirt.
If it's got a dachshund on it, and I want it.
Okay. I'm going to remind you that you have a cricket, and you could make your entire life a weenie dog if you wanted to.
I do be forgetting about that sometimes.
It may be taking it too far, though.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have a love-hate relationship with finding people that are funnier than me online, you know?
You get jealous.
I do, and you're like, God, I wish I would have thought of that.
Uh-huh.
I feel that way about this. Potential trend. I've seen this one person doing it, but I could see others picking up on it. There's a user named Rachel, at Rag City with three Ys, who made a post saying, "Hi, everyone, to protest AI, I'm replacing it. Ask me anything. I use less water, and I know everything." Already, I'm like, queen. That's the type of energy that I'm into. I know some people are like, we don't like AI. It's taking people jobs. I'm here for this all-knowing being on TikTok. So I'd like to read you some of the comments that this person answered. Someone asked, temperature chicken in air fryer. Me, every single week.
I never can remember.
She answered, hot so it gets cooked.
Nailed it.
Got it. Somebody said, why can't I breathe in space? She said, no air, Jordan Sparks.
Nailed it. I have a feeling I'm going to be saying that a lot.
Uh-huh. Axe, the body spray, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They commented and they said, what new scent should I make? And she said, mustard.
Actually, could be good.
I like this one. Somebody said, write me a resignation letter to my boss showing appreciation for the opportunity, yet my frustration about how this role has gone the last year because it's nothing like the interview outlined. She said, hey, Diva, I'm out of here.
Oh my God, I want to do that.
Incredible. Amazing. Now my favorite and final comment. If babies come from storks, where do storks get their babies? Other storks? Nick Cannon. ChatGPT could never.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I'm going to try something new tonight that I have never done before.
Oh, yeah?
Mom walking.
Oh!
So we have Those Girls Sweat Squad. You could join, too, if you want to. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad, Avi. And it's on Facebook. It's a private group where people are posting their sweaty, fitness, healthy journey, however it looks for them. And we like to post, whether we're at the gym or walking around our neighborhood or whatever else you and
doing
I
doing a workout on my bedroom floor. I've been up to that this week.
Yeah. I didn't get to hit the gym this morning because I overslept, but I knew that I'm going to have to wait a little bit before I could pick up my boyfriend from work. I should fill that time doing something, right? So I'm going to walk the mall. I haven't done it before. I'm very excited.
I'm so down for this.
Really?
However, you're like me and I'm like you.
Oh, God,
this
here we go.
This is a dangerous, dangerous game that you're playing because you're a shopper.
I am.
So what happens?
I'm going to see something in that window.
Yeah, yeah. And then my toxic brain is like, well, that's weight that you're carrying around as you're doing your laps after you buy it.
It's like a weighted vest.
It is. And this is what's wrong with us. So I am excited to see if you can handle yourself and control yourself.
I might be walking the mall and also walking into bankruptcy.
And also walking out with the entire mall. My boyfriend Curly tried to use my own words against me last night in the ultimate gotcha moment. You aren't even listening, is what he tried to tell me. Which I know you're like me. I say it all the time when I'm feeling a little needy.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting on the couch and like if he's scrolling on his phone and I'm talking to him, I'll be like, you're not even listening to me. Do you even know what I said? You don't even care.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd be saying that.
At least once a night. I do be saying that. But he actually tried to pull that on me last night. I was scrolling on my TikTok. My For You page was fire. Everything was funny. I couldn't help it. And he was talking to me. And then he goes, well, you're not even listening to me. I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, I am. You just said, oh, I got to replace the garbage bag or whatever it is that he said. But I repeated it.
Did you listen?
I know I did. I don't remember. But I repeated exactly what he said. And he goes, well, still, you weren't even listening. I'm like, okay, but I just proved you wrong. Mm-hmm. As a woman, I can do it all. I can watch my TikTok. I can hear you say whatever it is you just said. And all of it's registering.
I know that people always doubt that, you know, women can't do like multiple things at once. We also have eyes in the back of our head. Like, oh. When are you going to learn that we have four ears, eyes in the back of our head?
I'm also planning lunch for tomorrow. And then I have a grocery list that's at the back of the
store. There's 16 tabs opening while you're talking to me.
He just doesn't understand.
That's why I mentioned, I think there's just crickets up there for the boys.
Now I think you really are onto something.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
We are talking about lying tonight for Let's Get Quizzical because we've got a new episode of Traitors tonight. And I thought, you know, every Thursday while we've got the show out, we should do like a lying type of trivia question because you know what? We lie way too much. Not us. I mean, yes, us, but everybody in general.
What? You're talking yourself into a hole right now. This is why you'd be a bad traitor.
I would be horrible. Well, tonight's trivia question, according to a medical website, the number one lie doctors tell us is what?
Well, that is, I'm not sure I want to know. I'm not sure. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. If you're a doctor, you don't have to say like your doctor name. We're not going to out you, but I would love to hear from a doctor on the text line.
Yeah. Yeah. If we, oh my God, can you imagine somebody smart
what are you
listening
lying
to
about?
Us? Did you hear what I said?
What? Someone smart?
Listening to us.
Oh. There's got to be just a few.
I figured it was just us two dummies listening to ourselves.
Yeah, that's normally true.
According to a medical website, the number one lie a doctor tells us is what? I mean, own up, doctors. Just say you're a doctor. Just don't tell us our
name.
But
I'm scared. What do we? Is my whole life a lie?
Your entire medical records.
That's actually so trippy to think
about. Oh, my God.
You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Well, I hope the doctors aren't bad liars. Or maybe I do.
I would prefer you just, if you're going to lie, at least be, no, I want you to be a good liar. I don't know.
I just want you to tell me the truth. Like, if you know, they always take your blood pressure. Like, if it's bad, tell me it's bad.
Oh, I'd rather you be like, yeah, it's all right. Even if I got a week. I'll live to my best. Yeah. I'd rather not know.
Oh, my God. According to a medical website, the number one lie doctors tell us is what?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3271 said, I can send your prescription over today.
I could see that being a lie because, like, they think they can, but then maybe insurance gets involved and whatever else is blocking it. Or I don't know where the prescription people keep all the meds. Like, how do you get it so quick?
I often wonder. You know, if there's one job I would love to shadow someday, it's the people in the pharmacy, the pharmacists.
Why?
Because where do you get it from?
Uh-huh.
How do you know how much to do?
Uh-huh.
What happens?
What happens if you mix them up? There's a lot of white.
Isn't that a crime?
White long pills. Probably. I just want to watch. I don't want to touch because I would be the one to mess it up.
I just want to know where they have all the pills.
That's what I'm saying. Do you just have a stock of like foot ointment in the back at all times? Or do you guys got to like Amazon Prime it or like what's going on? I don't know.
Is there a secret headquarters full of pills?
Who drops off the drugs? The drug man?
I have him on speed dial. That's a joke.
I don't know.
Casey said, it's all in your head.
Ouch. I mean, I feel like in 2026, there's not many doctors that hopefully are doing that.
I would hope not.
But at least hear me out and then tell me
that I'm crazy.
Sweetie, there's no physical proof. You're going to be okay. 9910 said there's nothing to worry about.
But they know that everything should be worried about.
God, see, that's so tea. If I was doctor, I would be like, yeah, you're fine.
Actually, I don't know if you're going to make it through the night. Again, do they go to prison for knowing?
But well, I mean, they want to keep really you calm, know? Right? Like, there's nothing to worry about. But, like, really, it's not great. I don't know.
You would be a horrible doctor.
Well, because I just would want to tell you, like, yeah, like, start, you know, get the will ready.
I don't know.
Clean out your basement so your kids don't have to.
No, please. Oh, my God.
You know?
I need a doctor to say those kinds of things. You know?
I could do that.
Clean the basement already. The kids don't want to have to deal with it. According to a medical website, the number one lie doctors tell us is what?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in like 3 minutes.
I hope it has nothing to do with weight.
Oh, my God. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I don't want them to be like, yeah, your weight is healthy, but they were lying to me.
Well, I hope not. I thought that they're supposed to be the brutally honest one. Like, nope, not this month.
Baby, don't have another Snickers tonight, fatty.
Okay, what? But jeez.
I don't know.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
According to a medical website, the number one lie doctors tell us is what?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is?
I'll be there soon is the number one lie. Now, when I was doing some research about it, it might not necessarily, it can be the doctor saying like, hey, I'll be there soon, you're next, whatever. It also can be like the nurses working with them saying, he'll be here soon or she'll be here soon. So that can tend to be one of the biggest lies.
Mm-hmm.
Some other ones is, I've seen this 100 times. This won't hurt a bit. I swear. Y'all got to stop saying that.
Yeah. Or like the pain is manageable and you're like, to who?
What, to Superman? Because it wasn't manageable for me.
No, not at all.
I'll be honest with you. With the I'll be there soon, what some people don't know about me is that you worked in a medical like office. And there was a doctor that was always 2 hours late.
What?
Uh-huh.
Like, showed up to, like, started the day off 2 hours late.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Now, I will say he worked in the hospital. So he would work at the hospital first, then come to the office.
Okay.
So that would put him behind.
Yeah, you get caught up doing things.
But it would always be, and then I would have to deal with people being angry, as they should be.
And what did you say? He'll be here soon?
I did say that!
I knew it!
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.